From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In Tehran, thousands of Iranians again defy government orders and protested today, and again, riot police moved in, firing tear gas at the crowd. Violence broke out after an influential cleric delivered a much-anticipated sermon during Friday prayers, in which he declared Iran in crisis over last month's disputed presidential election. Former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani also urged the government to release political dissidents arrested in post-election protests. President Obama is condemning today's double suicide attack in the heart of Indonesia's capital. He expressed solidarity with the Indonesian government's ongoing battle with terrorism and offered U.S. assistance. At least 8 people were killed. Dozens more were injured. State Department spokesman Robert Wood says Americans are among those affected.
At least 8 American citizens are among the injured. We are unaware of any American fatalities at this moment. None of the American victims of this attack sustained life-threatening injuries.
We have more details now from NPR's Michael Sullivan, who's been monitoring developments from Hanoi.
The near-simultaneous attack struck the Ritz-Carlton and JW Marriott Hotel shortly before 8 this morning, local time. Indonesian officials say many foreigners are among the dead and injured. Indonesia's President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono today vowed to apprehend those responsible, but declined to say who he thought that was. The JW Marriott has been targeted before in 2003 in an attack blamed on the militant group Jamaah Islamiyah. JI was also behind the 2002 Bali bombings that killed more than 200 people. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.
Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor has won her first Republican endorsements today. Senators Richard Lugar of Indiana and Mel Martinez of Florida say they will vote for her. The full Senate could decide as early as Tuesday. White House economic advisor Larry Summers says the Obama administration has made substantial progress in heading off an economic collapse despite a stubbornly high unemployment rate. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Summers delivered a progress report to a Washington think tank as the Obama administration nears the 6-month mark. He acknowledged that job losses are still a major concern, with the nation's unemployment rate near double digits and climbing. But Summers said things look a lot better than they did when Mr. Obama first took office.
If we were at the brink of catastrophe at the beginning of the year, we have walked some substantial distance back from the abyss.
In one unconventional indicator, Summers noted that Google searches for the term economic depression have shrunk by 3/4 since the beginning of the year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 32 points at 87.44. This is NPR News. Bernard Madoff's longtime accountant pleaded not guilty today to securities fraud and other charges stemming from a multi-billion dollar Ponzi scheme. But David Freeling has waived his right to a grand jury, indicated he may be negotiating a plea bargain. Freeling is accused of signing off on Madoff's financial transactions without making sure they were accurate. Madoff pleaded guilty in March and is serving a 150-year sentence. In Jerusalem, authorities are hopeful that a compromise has been reached in a suspected child abuse case that will calm 4 days of rioting by ultra-Orthodox Jews. The clashes over the arrest of an ultra-Orthodox woman led to dozens of arrests this week. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this from Jerusalem.
Israeli police say 18 officers were injured and at least 50 arrests were made overnight as ultra-Orthodox Jews rioted to protest the arrest of a mother suspected of starving her 3-year-old son. The boy, said to weigh just 15 pounds, is hospitalized in serious condition. Israeli media reports say at a hearing today the court agreed to release the woman to house arrest after her bail was paid by a prominent rabbi. In return, she agreed to undergo a psychiatric examination. For much of the week, ultra-Orthodox protesters burned trash, blocked streets, and threw rocks at police, who responded with water cannons and other riot control methods. The woman belongs to an extremely conservative sect that rejects any interference in family matters. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Pope Benedict XVI had surgery today for a broken wrist. The Vatican says the 82-year-old pontiff fell in his room while vacationing in the Italian Alps. But the injury apparently didn't stop Benedict from celebrating Mass and having breakfast before going to the hospital. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.